डॉक्टर ले लेके फिंगर इसके फिजिकल पेशेंट है हिलिकन WILKNSTINE डेट ऑफ बर्थ 3/2/1949 प्लेस आपने AUTM एंड लेकिन आपने हेल्थ केयर एट आर्मी टू वेस्ट डेट ऑफ सर्विस 11/4/2023 is initial Christian physical. This is your present illness. This is a 74-year-old female. This was admitted to Mercy Hospital, taken as a multiple medical problem, including atrial fibrillation, hypertension, multiple regurgitation, cerebral vascular disease, and history of occluded right superficial femoral artery. There was both less common femoral artery stent placement, history of venous insufficiency stem, DVT and PE, history of syphilis treated. Patient was admitted to the Mercy Hospital because of the left foot wound. Patient reported a foot wound had been not feeling good. Ruined. Came to the emergency room. CT scan was done. X-ray of the foot was done. The patient finding consistent osteomyelitis involved in the first distal phalanx and first metatarsal head. Second to second phalanx also suspicious for osteomyelitis. Chest X-ray opacity in the lower lobe. Patient has left on a femoral artery. Physics data 50-75% stenosis. Patient the left foot infected wound. Patient was admitted because of peripheral vascular disease. He had left common femoral artery stent placement. No status post left lobe simply BKA for non salvageable foot wound. Surgery done on 10/24/2023. Patient came to the ER because left foot wound swelling, possible infection, admitted to the hospital for osteomyelitis. When the setting of peripheral arterial disease started on unison. Patient previously have been seen and had been on Eliquis because of right posterior tibia, SF occlusion. By vascular study this time revealed multi-segmental arterial occlusive disease. Aortic duplex shows 50-75% stenosis. Let's see if a stent was patent. She does have left popliteal artery, 50 to 75% stenosis. Because of evidence of gas going into the grade 2 with extension along with tendon sheath. Concerning the osteomyelitis by MRI, left foot patient. Underwent surgery. That was the best option for that patient this time. The underwent BK related to the procedure. Then. The patient is managed. She has a change in mental status with dementia, history of previous CVA. After stabilization, patient was first to manage. Sorry, they've been flattered. With the pixie band and not open long. After stabilization, patient was sent to the sub-acute rehab. Today, when I saw the patient, he was lying on the bed. He did not have any headache, dizziness, nausea, vomiting, no fever, no chills, no cough, no congestion. Last medical history, peripheral vascular disease, therapist. Left common femoral artery stent placement. Hypertension, hyperlipidemia, AFib and flutter. History of CV, history of anemia, history of anxiety disorder, next line of atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease, depression, history of dizziness, leiomyoma of the uterus, mitral regurgitation. History of PPD positive, treated. Recent left leg below knee amputation. History of colonoscopy with polypectomy in 2021. History of knee arthroplasty, bilateral. Social history, she does chronic smoking history. She denies alcohol or other drugs. She told me she had a sister, she involved in her medical decision making. Reverse system, no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, no chest pain, GI, no abdominal diarrhea, musculoskeletal. No pain or present, dental injury, no hematuria, neurons, syncope, endocrinopathy, no polydipsia. Hematology, no bleeding, no bruising. Medication upon discharge. Medication upon discharge. DNF treatment, Q6 hour as needed. Melatonin 3 mg. Recognized next and metoprolol extra 50 mg daily, next and the sanofi. 10 mg 2 tablet at night. Next in the 5-dipine XR 60 mg daily. Next in tournaments, 5 mg 2 tablet every 6 hours. Next in aspirin, 81 mg daily. Aleucus 5 mg daily, Lipitor 80 mg daily, vitamin D 50 consumes once a week, folic acid 1 mg daily, thiamine 100 mg daily, vitamin A 1000. tenth of the amount of 10,000 units daily. Physical examination is weak, alert. He is forgetful, his memory is impaired, she is disoriented. She thinks she's still in the hospital. He's oriented time 1 to 2 only. Blood pressure 104 over 60, pulse 63, temperature 97 Fahrenheit, respiration 18. Body weight 186 pounds. Head rate McNamophoric, eyes on a carrick. No urinary discharge. Throat measured max pulmonary chest, non tender lungs. Decreased breath under the bases. No vision, heart assonance to rhythm, is soft, non tender blossom, positive extremities. Left leg BK stump with the dressing in place. Right leg, dark skin. Palpable pedicles. No leg swelling, no soft tenderness. Neuro patients, awake, alert, range time 3. Assessment patient is admitted. Therapist recent. Left foot infection with osteomyelitis. Infection sphere pressure with osteoblasts. Therapist left BKA. Next line. Hypertension, next line. Anemia, next line. ASCVD, next line. Depressive disorder, next line. Dementia, next line. Hyperlipidemia, next line. Arthritis. Next line, HCPPD positive has been treated. As per hospital note. Is there vitamin D deficiency? Is there bilateral knee arthroplasty? Next line, is there chronic smoking? Line of care will continue all of 10 medications reviewed. Next line, code 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 status. Discuss with the patient. Patient has memory deficit. She wants her sister to make a decision. Next thing, I have called the patient's sister and I spoke to her. And this patient's sister wants her to be full code. I have signed the MOST form, MOLS, the MOST form. Code status, full code. IV antibiotic, yes. Transfer to the hospital, yes. Blood transfusion not decided yet. Polyfluid, IV antibiotics, yes. G2 feeding, yes. Hemodialysis, yes. Move from the site and place in the chart. And also detailed discussion with the patient's sister about the patient condition, the status. Time spent talking to the family. Most discussion 20 minutes. End of the discussion, thank you.